Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge. So glad to have you with us today. You'll be noticing a few small changes to our podcast that I just wanted to make you aware of really quickly. My shows recently became part of Salem Media Group's Life Audio podcast network. I'm really excited about this partnership for many reasons. Most importantly, it's going to help me share the teaching of God's Word with even more listeners than before. So it's hard not to be ridiculously excited about that. But this podcast at this point has been downloaded over 10 million times by listeners throughout the world. And I'm optimistic that we're going to reach even more in the coming years. You may have noticed new cover art on the show. You'll also be hearing some sponsorships from various ministries and businesses who want to partner with us in this ministry, and we're grateful for their generosity. And so today, we're going to be continuing our study of the book of Job. But before we get into today's reading, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 41, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Can you catch a sea monster by using a fish hook? Can you tie its mouth shut with a rope? Can it be led around by a ring in its nose or a hook in its jaw? Will it beg for mercy? Will it surrender as a slave for life? Can it be tied by the leg like a pet bird for little girls? Is it ever chopped up and its pieces bargained for in the fish market? Can it be killed with harpoons or spears? Wrestle it just once, that will be the end. Merely a glimpse of this monster makes all courage melt. And if it is too fierce for anyone to attack, who would dare oppose me? I am in command of the world and in debt to no one. What powerful legs, what a stout body this monster possesses. Who could strip off its armor or bring it under control with a harness? Who would try to open its jaws full of fearsome teeth? Its back is covered with shield after shield, firmly bound and closer together than breath to breath. When this monster sneezes, lightning flashes, and its eyes glow like the dawn. Sparks and fiery flames explode from its mouth, and smoke spews from its nose like steam from a boiling pot, while its blazing breath scorches everything in sight. Its neck is so tremendous that everyone trembles. The weakest parts of its body are harder than iron, and its heart is stone. When this noisy monster appears, even the most powerful turn and run in fear. No sword or spear can harm it, and weapons of bronze or iron are as useless as straw or rotten wood. Rocks thrown from a sling cause it no more harm than husks of grain. This monster fears no arrows. It simply smiles at spears, and striking it with a stick is like slapping it with straw. As it crawls through the mud, its sharp and spiny hide tears the ground apart. And when it swims down deep, the sea starts churning like boiling oil, and it leaves behind a trail of shining white foam. No other creature on earth is so fearless. It is king of all proud creatures, and it looks upon the others as nothing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at this portion of Scripture today. And Lord, as you illustrate how great and majestic you are, we pray, Lord, that we would be inspired to have reverence for you. Lord, we show more respect sometimes for intimidating animals or intimidating creatures than we show for you, the creator of all of these things. And that was something you were illustrating and explaining to Job and likewise to us as we look at this portion of Scripture. Lord, we pray that we would come before you with humility. Lord, we see the greatest example of humility in that of Jesus Christ, your Son. He showed us what humility is like. He took on the form of a servant so that he could serve us, and that through faith in him, our sin would be forgiven and we would live forever. Lord, we pray that the same attitude that Christ conveyed toward us would be the same attitude that we convey toward you. We're grateful, Lord, for your presence with us. We're grateful, Lord, for the fact that you love us. We're grateful that we have the privilege to come before your throne. We know, Lord, that we don't deserve this, but we're grateful that you welcome us just the same. And we commit this day to your care, and we thank you for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.